This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been quite a Thursday show, if I say so myself. Granted, I'm the one doing it. All right, we are going to talk about the escalating attacks on Christians, on the Christian church globally, but here particularly in America. We'll discuss that in a moment. We're going to discuss this potential Republican National Convention. We'll do a bunch of emails. We'll have some fun in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we're checking out until tomorrow. Now, let me play it again. This was on Fox News.
A growing problem in the United States with the number of hostile attacks against Christians skyrocketing. Just last year, there were 415 incidents, which is a 730% increase just since 2018.
All right. Some of this will be a rehash for people who listen a lot, but some is going to be new. First, you already know communism is a religion. We talk about that all the time. It's not political. It is a religion. But there are many, many kinds of religions and religions that have different tolerance levels for other religions. In communism, it's not tolerated. You must, under a communist system, you must praise communism. You must become a communist and forego all other religions. If you look at what happened to the established national religion in every country the communists take over, this is simply an undeniable fact, as we've discussed many times before. The Soviet Union, executions, rapes, murders. Cambodia, executions, rapes, murders. China, executions, rapes, murders. Spain, executions, rapes, murders. Remember that Romanian prison, the worst place in the history of the world, according to many people, Pitești prison, where they were abusing the prisoners in ways that I will probably never discuss again on the radio because it's so unimaginably horrible. You know who those prisoners were? They were the Christians who hadn't broken. They were busy breaking all the Romanian Christians they could find, trying to turn them into communists. These were the most hardcores, so they essentially tortured them to death. That's what communists do. Communists do not share a religion. Now, a couple other things. There are a couple other aspects to this. America was founded by Christians. It was. It's not debatable. I don't care if that's your belief system. It doesn't matter. Your beliefs, my beliefs, none of these things matter when we discuss historical facts. There were different Christian denominations depending on location. That was a thing. I don't know if you know that, but you know, Massachusetts would have this and New York would have that, and they'll have the Quakers here and the Puritan. So they were all Bible-believing different denominations of Christians. Christians founded the country, and Christians built that into our system of government. That's why God is referenced so often in the Declaration of Independence. Christianity is in America's DNA. It is the prominent religion in the United States of America, in all of its various forms, right? I'm lumping everything together, and don't email me your Catholic versus Protestant grievances. I couldn't possibly care less. I find it all ridiculous and childish. You believe in Jesus? Sounds good. Anyway, that has been the established belief system that is in the DNA of the United States of America. Well, as we already discussed, communists are not going to let that go. If you have a decent church, and many do not, many have some feminized, pathetic version of Christianity, but if you have a decent church that preaches the truth, what that does, not only does it spread the truth, it creates a cohesion in society around something higher, something bigger than yourself, a central belief system, and nothing can be above it, including the government. What's above God? Nothing for somebody who believes. The communist does not allow that. That would never be allowed. So America's Democrats have for years and years and years fought to conquer the Christian church by two different means. Yes, they attack it from the outside, but really one of the main ways they've attacked it is from the inside. Simply infiltrate the seminary schools, infiltrate the large Christian federations. Now you got Christians marrying gay people right out there in the open. You got lesbian pastors, female pastors, all kinds of this crazy crap that is completely against what the Bible says at all. How's that happen? They infiltrated it, weakened it from within. But that's not enough, you see, because there's more to this story. America's communists, France's communists, Germany's communists, the communists running Western civilization, they have found a partner, the perfect partner, if you will, for their purposes. Islamic immigration. Islamic immigration has been nothing short of a gold mine for America's communists. And really the communists in the UK, like I pointed out, everywhere else. Because here's how it works. Lots of these people, they also run an exclusive religion, and they most definitely don't want to have to deal with Christians. It's not the Christian one. Well, the America's communists are sitting right there trying to destroy the Christian church, trying to get the power to destroy the Christian church. America's, you know, new imports, they want the same thing. So they join forces and smash. It's what happened. It's what's happened in the UK. I already laid it all out last night. It's exactly what happened. Their Labour Party, their Democrats, decided to mass import Islam as fast as possible. Now they all vote for the Labour Party. The Labour Party continues to rule. The Muslims get sprung from prison. The patriotic British citizens get smashed, and the churches burn all over Europe. There is a coalition that is at war with Christianity, with God himself, with America's Christians for sure. Whether you are one or not, whether you choose to be at war or not, means nothing whatsoever. You don't get a say. They have declared war. They will continue this war, and they have no intention of losing. Now, how we operate from there, we can choose a variety of things, but I'll tell you one thing. If your church does not have armed security, that's not good. You better be in your pastor's ear Sunday, right after church. Where are the armed guards? Where are the uniformed police officers? I happen to be blessed enough to live in Texas. In my church, I mean, gosh, you'll be lucky if the cop's the one who gets you. Everybody's armed. I never go to church without my weapon on me, ever. And I'm not alone. I think it's my whole pew, everybody, everyone. But there are lots of places with strict gun control laws where that may not be an option for you. Okay, I understand that. Your church better start taking physical security a lot more seriously, because there, whether you want there to be or not, there is a war going on against the church. Whatever kind of church you're in, there is a war going on against it. And the ones who will be exempted are the ones flying the rainbow flags out in front. If you're in one of those churches, you probably don't need armed security. You've already been broken anyway. You're already an ally. The ones who won't do that, well, they're viewed as the enemy. And the attacks will continue. Did you think all the churches were burning in France because they just... they all happen to have some bad electrical wire? Think that's why that happened? Did you think that Jews are flocking back to Israel from Europe just for funsies? Because they're not safe where they live anymore? You think we have a 730% increase in attacks on Christians for nothing. There is a war that has already been declared. And if you want to dive into the mind of some of these people, I wouldn't recommend it unless you're into some really dark stuff. Go look through the manifesto of that nutball tranny killer from yesterday. It's all about God and the devil. It is. You may not have been at war. You may not be. You may not want to be, I should say. You don't get a say. They are at war. You'd better start conducting yourself that way. And these pastors, you pastors listening, start getting involved in politics, at least educating yourself. I'm not saying politic from the pulpit, but the naivete of America's pastors to what's happening in their culture is endangering the flock. Period. End of story. Chris, synagogues too. I'm sure. Exact same thing. Chris said same thing. Yeah, I'm sure. Same thing. All right. Let's do some emails. Next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Remember, you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, what would be a good position? Could a normal person run for to get started? How would they go about running for the position? Okay, so you're talking about running for local office. First of all, you don't necessarily have to run for an office if you don't want. I would encourage you to run for an office, but as I pointed out before, there are all kinds of positions in your area where people are just appointed, and oftentimes there's not even any competition for that appointment. That's one. Two, always school board. Always, always, always school board. I don't have kids, doesn't matter. Do you think that holds the communists back? I don't have kids. It wouldn't be right. That thought never even crosses their mind. I don't care. Well, I'm a man. So what? Good. Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Good. Good. Yes. Go. We need normal people there. School board. Another one. People don't think about enough. Constable. These various law enforcement positions are important positions. Sheriff. County Board of Supervisors, City Council, and on and on and on the list goes. Even maybe just become a precinct committeeman for the Republican Party. Maybe you work for a campaign. Just do something. If we all did something, we would accomplish a lot, a lot. And we are getting better at that. I used to be really, really hard on the right because we were so bad and so complacent, but that is changing, and I'm getting more and more encouraged. We have a long way to go, but that is changing. People, there are obviously evil's bad, right? And tragedy and horrible things are bad, but you can find some good in everything. With all the horrible things the communists have done over the last few years, it has caused a lot of normies, maybe you are one, to step up and take notice and stop being normies. Maybe you're a former normie. You were just a Republican. I vote Republican, just in the general. Other than that, I gotta watch the game. But maybe you got radicalized by watching what these people have done and what they're trying to do with the country. That's good. That's good. It's happening more and more and more, and it's inspiring. Oracle, my daughter and her husband are planning on a vacation in Mexico in a couple months. I'm telling them to pick a different destination. What would you suggest? All right, so I'm going to put something out there, something I've been considering. I'll tell you, I don't want to give you a vacation destination that I've never been to yet, but tell me why I shouldn't go to El Salvador. El Salvador is beautiful. El Salvador was this horrible, murderous, terrible place. And then Bukele took over and threw all the scumbags in prison. And not only has he, by the way, it's more than just that prison everyone knows about where he throws them. He has them out. Obviously not the most violent ones, but he has them out like an army doing country cleanup, saying you should help clean up the country you destroyed. I've seen pictures and video of their tourist spots. They're immaculate, absolutely immaculate. It looks like you can eat off the sidewalk there. And you know how we're always talking about putting our money where our morals are? Isn't that the kind of country that should get our business? Look, I don't want to live your life for you. I will tell you personally, we're done with Mexico. We've gone, I think we went two or three times. It's cheap. We live in Texas. It's cheap to get there. You can go down and have a nice 3 or 4 days at a pretty nice place for a very reasonable price. So Mexico, especially if you're in Texas, it's just easy to get to. And that's what we did. Save some money, go lay by the beach for a day. That's what we did. I don't think I'm doing that anymore. So where else? Why not El Salvador? You're not going to be mistreated there. It's one of the safest places, as I already pointed out. Their government is going to try. They're trying to promote more and more tourism, court tourism. Hey, look how safe it is. Come on in. Come on in. That tells you right there. There's going to be a mood that is tourist friendly in the country after so many years of being down. Why not El Salvador? You know they have to. How much, Chris? No way. Chris just looked it up. Of course, he looked up the prices. Thanks, Chris. That's why you're here. Houston to San Salvador, $240. That's nothing. I guarantee you get a good hotel room there for $100, $150. You know, it's got to be decent, right? It's not going to be maybe 5-star, but it's going to be nice. Little beach. I bet the food's good. I bet the people are wonderful. I'm thinking about going. I'll bring my relief factor so I don't have to worry. Even if I fly economy and I get there and my knee hurts, I don't have to worry because I still have relief factor in my veins. Do you have relief factor in your veins? Or are you still living with pain all the time? Pain. The constant daily pain that sucks. What hurts on you? What is it? Relief Factor is a supplement. I want to stress this. It's not something you take that masks the pain for a few hours and liquefies your kidneys. It is a drug-free, 100% drug-free supplement. The stuff is miraculous. You take it, it starts to build up in your system. Every day you take it, it's like the pain gets turned down a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And one day you wake up and you're free of it. Try it. Just try it for 3 weeks. If it doesn't help you, just don't order anymore. ReliefFactor.com or 1-800-4-RELIEF. Let's talk about this convention next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. And well, I take it back. It's a terrible Thursday. You know why? Here's a headline for you. Trump floats holding a Republican National Convention before the midterm election. This is a disaster. Now, why, Chris? Well, don't get me wrong. It might be good for the country. It might be good for the Republican Party. It's terrible for me, personally. Let me explain something. I have been to 2 Republican conventions in my life. I went to the one in, what was it, 2012? I think it was 2012. when I was working in politics, this is after I lost two congressional races. It was the one down in Tampa, which I love Tampa. That's a sweet town. I love you, WFLA. Anyway, I had to go down to Tampa. It's a sweet town. But there were people everywhere. All kinds of people at the convention. And they wanted to talk. And I had to talk to people day and night. People everywhere. And my bed wasn't there. My comfies at home weren't there. I was in someone else's bed. Well, I mean, it was a hotel bed. I should have put that differently. I was in a hotel bed. And there were people talking to me. Now, fast forward to the last convention they had in Milwaukee. I had to go because we were doing a big, you know, setup where we're going to do the radio show from there. And you know what happened? There were people there talking to me the entire time. And the bed was not my bed. I didn't have my comfies. I didn't have my home. If there is another Republican convention, I am going to have to, I'm going to have to find a way out of it. And you know what? Let me explain where my true panic here. I live, as you know, in the Houston area of Texas. Do you know where the big convention is before the next presidential race in 2028? Houston, Texas. So when the suits call me and they say, hey, Jesse, we'd like you to go to the convention, I have no excuses that are going to stop me from dragging myself to the next one. I can't even lie. What would I lie about? Well, I can't make the drive, right? It's going to be an obvious point. So unless I retire, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll just retire right before the convention. Unless I retire, for a week, Chris, and then we'll come back. I've decided to come out of retirement. Anyway, I'm going to have to go to that one. I had, at least in my mind, I had this built into my mind. This will be the last one ever. Because they're never going to bring it back to Houston. Or if they do, it'll be so many years from now. I'll be dead or at least fired or retired by that point in time. So the 2028 one, if I have to go, and I'm almost positive I'm going to have to go, is the last one I will ever have to go to ever. Unless Donald Trump forces them to have another one. And please don't let it happen. I don't want to have to go out in public. I don't, you know what? I'll wear my robe. You go ahead and think I won't wear my robe. What, Chris? What? Now that's a fairly decent point. Chris said I'll at least get to sleep in my own bed. Now that's actually a very good point. I will get to sleep in my own bed. At least the food around here is good. It's no insult to Milwaukee's food at all, but they had the place. There was so much security because the animals had just tried to blow Donald Trump's head off. You couldn't get to anything. Everything was caged in. I don't want to go. I need to come up with something. Chris, Corey, come up with something. We can't go. I'm sick. I'm feeling sick. Jesse, in the 21st century, how relevant is the United Nations? Not at all. Not at all. Jesse, Vietnamese food pho. The guy says it's pronounced pho. Huh. I didn't know that. A lot of my friends love it. No, dude, I'm not eating soup. Okay. Don't make noodles and drop it in a bunch of soup and then tell me that it's delicious. It's not delicious at all. You know what is delicious? That we actually get truth from the White House now. That's delicious.
One of those individuals wrote in his departure statement that he identifies pregnant women as pregnant people. So that's not someone who we want in this administration anyway. So if people are not aligned with the president's vision and the secretary's vision to make our country healthy again, then we will gladly show them the door.
Truth like this.
I saw the comments of my predecessor, Ms. Psaki, and frankly, I think they're incredibly insensitive and disrespectful to the tens of millions of Americans of faith across this country who believe in the power of prayer, who believe that prayer works, and who believe that in a time of mourning like this, when beautiful young children were killed while praying in a church, it's utterly disrespectful to deride the power of prayer in this country. And it's disrespectful to the millions of Americans of faith.
Don't you find it refreshing to hear truth from the White House? Maybe I'm just too jaded after 4 years of Joe Biden. But this, like this message here, I'm not going to say cities are about to turn red, but this kind of plain, in-your-face truth is the kind of thing that can wake people up.
Decline is a choice. You don't have to live in constant fear of being robbed, raped, or murdered. Your leaders are lying to you, and they have been failing you for decades. The President Trump approach of upholding law and order by letting our brave men and women in blue actually do their jobs to aggressively fight crime works. As President Trump has said, all of these elected officials in charge have to do is pick up the phone and ask for the president and the federal government's help. President Trump doesn't care if they are a Republican or a Democrat leader. He wants Americans to be safe and for every law-abiding American citizen across the country to be able to thrive in their city and in their community.
Decline is a choice. I might go with that as a campaign slogan for 2028. Think about that. No, I'm talking about for campaigning in maybe a blue area that you think, even if you can't flip it, maybe you can flip some congressional seats there. What if you ran a bunch of ads, ran a bunch of candidates in Los Angeles, around the homeless camps? Decline is a choice. This is a choice. This is a choice that has been made. Because what happens to people in big cities lots of the time, and I know because so many of my friends live in big cities, there is a hopelessness that sets in. That's why very few of them vote. Even no matter how much I scream and yell, very few of them vote. And when I start going on a rant about why they need to participate, I get a good old-fashioned, Jesse, it doesn't matter. There's this, I can't do anything about it. I can't save it. Everything is screwed around here. Everything's dirty. Everything's dangerous. It just is what it is. There's that acceptance that sets in. And I understand that in a lot of ways that is true in some of these places. There are some places that maybe not beyond saving, I don't want to say that, but are years and years and years and years and years away from potentially turning around and waking up. But it would be good if the people who reside in these cities, it would be good if they were hand-delivered a simple truth that decline is a choice, that the squalor you see around you is a choice that has been made, and it's been made by the Democrats who hold office in that city. Out of control crime is a choice that has been made by the Democrats who are in control of that city. And that if you start changing those people out, maybe decline can be reversed. Decline is a choice. I pray to God New York City doesn't find that out the hard way and elect that dirty commie. One more segment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Thursday. We're almost done with the week. Smile and send in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I have to tell you what happened here at the studio. Before I get to headlines I didn't get to, I have to tell you what happened. Chris, grab the audio. Okay, just grab the audio. I'm getting older, all right? I'm getting older. And I don't mind getting older. I like to joke about it, right? Because I'm bald and I have a nose whistle now. But I really genuinely enjoy being 44. I wouldn't be 34 again for the world. You know, I enjoy it. It's fine. But there are negatives, some negatives about getting older. And one of those negatives is technology. You can't possibly keep up with all the new technology. And I've told you before, I don't want to. I don't want to keep up. I am as technologically savvy as I want to be. I know how to work a smartphone. I can send text messages and emails. I even have music on my smartphone. No big deal. I have a television set. I really have about everything I need. I don't need anything else. But technology keeps moving even when I don't. That's the truth. And I find myself now sometimes way out of my element when faced with something technological. So I had a buddy send me a video. It was a video of Donald Trump standing at a podium. So I want to be clear. You're about to listen to the audio. I heard the audio and watched the video. Shut up, Chris. I'm looking at the video. It looks completely real. And actually, Jewish producer Chris just backed me up on that. I'm about to play this for you right now. And I want to stress that if you look at the video of this, his mouth is moving with the words. It looks like Donald Trump, but everything you're about to hear is completely fake. It's artificial intelligence. It's AI. And I sent it to Chris, and he and Corey are now mocking me and calling me grandpa because I thought it was real for a second. This is what it was. Play it, Chris. Play.
My fellow Americans, enough is enough. We need to call a spade a spade. Trans people don't exist. Let me say it again. Trans people do not exist. I can tape a stick on a horse's head, but that doesn't make it a unicorn. It's a horse, folks. Total horse. These are deeply disturbed individuals who have been manipulated by liars and psychopaths in positions of influence. They are on mind drugs, very powerful, and they're all addicted to porn. Very destructive to the mind and spirit is pornography.
That's all fake. It's all fake. It goes right along with the story I told you about how I found a trailer for a new movie that I wanted to go to with the boys, The Accountant 2, which kind of ended up sucking, by the way, The Accountant 2. And I saw a trailer, and the boys looked at it for 5 seconds and said, Dad, this isn't a real trailer. This is artificial intelligence. It all looked real to me. I don't trust anything now. I'm officially jaded beyond belief. I don't see, even video you can't trust. You used to be able to trust a picture or a video. None of that's now. Remember I told you about that scam that one time, a very, very real scam where scammers will call, they'll spoof someone's number. Let's say you have a spouse, a wife, a husband. They'll spoof their number and they'll call you, and on your phone, it'll look like it's them. You answer the phone. They also spoof their voice because of artificial intelligence. Hey, honey, I'm in trouble. I need you to wire me $500 now, blah, 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 blah. And it's all a scam. And you can see why older people have traditionally been the most prey for scammers, various scammers, phone scams and mail scams and whatnot, because the world just passes you by. And one day you're looking at a video and it wasn't real. And now Corey and Chris are calling me grandpa, which is friggin' rude.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Teachers union bankrolls Newsom's redistricting push ahead of 2025 vote. It is kind of wild, isn't it, how nakedly partisan teachers unions are. It's not like they give money under the table or something like that. All the large teachers unions are completely communist and they only support Democrats, and there are never any exceptions to this at all. And it's just, what a state of affairs. Coast Guard seizes enough cocaine in 2 months to kill the entire population of Florida. I would push back on that. I don't think you've met anybody from Florida. Rubio says the U.S. is open to direct engagement with Iran as Europeans restore sanctions. Oh, remember who that guy was on the radio? Hey, what, Chris? What are you making that face for? Remember that guy on the radio who said dropping a few bombs was not going to change a centuries-old religious blood feud? Yeah, Iran isn't done with anything. Trump is not happy, but not surprised by the Kyiv strikes or Kiev strikes. Hey, Chris, who was that guy on the... wait, what? Don't make that face. Who was that guy on the radio who was skeptical of all this peace talk stuff? I mean, in defense, Trump was too. Trump says it's still interested in peace, but we'll keep up the Ukraine strikes. Gosh, it's going well. Bill Clinton quietly pulls funding from Democrat-linked dark money advisors. This is quite obviously an attempt for him to remain in the good graces of the people inside of our government. probably keeps some form of government money flowing his way. If anyone in the Trump administration is listening, just know that this guy is the enemy of everything you stand for. Don't fall for that for a second. Sorry, media. 81% of Americans see crime as a major problem. You cannot, even with all the propaganda in the world, you absolutely positively cannot convince people that being unsafe is okay. And you can't, and you definitely can't convince them that they're safe. When people feel physically in danger, telling them that crime's at a 30-year low is not going to work at all. This is just the beginning. DHS touts arrest milestones in Los Angeles. Apparently, they're going to keep flooding LA, Seattle, Portland, all the sanctuary cities. Good. Get the foreigners out of our country and actually make life better for the people in those cities. Now, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we are going to have a real good time. So get your questions emailed in, and I'll see you then. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.